Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We're going to talk about varicose veins today, something that is so common most of you had. Thanks for downloading us. This is 889B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, and other channels. Thanks for downloading us. Do tell us, tell your friends about us. Do rate us weekly. New guest every week. This one is Dr. Michael Schau, a physician, board-certified vascular surgeon who practices at Swedish Covenant Hospital in Chicago. He's from, in fact, New York, where he received his degree at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital. But what we've got to do is tell you that there is, in fact, a conflict, if you will. He and I both worked at the University of Chicago, and at least I think we both love that place. But he now practices on the north side at Swedish Covenant Hospital in Chicago. Michael, can I call you that? It's Dr. Schau. And by the way, if you want more information from this website, you can go treatyourveins.com. And if I've said that wrong, Michael, tell me. Treatyourveins.com. Dr. Schau, tell us why. What are varicose veins and why do they form?
So many people think about varicose veins as these raised veins that you see on the legs. And it's a common misconception that it's just a cosmetic problem. Just in brief, the job of the veins is to carry blood back towards the heart. And in these veins, there are one-way valves that prevent the blood from pooling in the legs. When the valves don't close properly...
Let me interrupt you there. So what normally happens is as you move your leg or muscles in your leg, you pump the blood through the veins or you pump against your veins, and the blood goes back towards the heart, and there's a valve that protects it from coming back to the leg that keeps it going towards the heart.
That's right. In normal veins, valves prevent blood from backing up in the veins and pooling in the legs. But varicose veins can develop when those valves fail to function and close properly, resulting in blood pooling in the legs. And that causes the bulging veins that you commonly see on the skin surface in the legs.
Now, what causes this? This is, in other words, what causes those valves to not continue to function throughout our life? And do we know what we can do if we start to see these? Are there any preventive things we can do? I've heard about compression stockings. We've gotten written an email when we said you were coming on. Do food choices make a difference? So tell us what causes these and what can you do if you start to see them to stop them from growing or getting bigger?
So as far as the causes, there's both a genetic and environmental component. There's definitely a family history in a lot of these patients with first-degree relatives who have varicose veins. That being said, there's not much we can do about our genes. As far as environmental risk factors, people who have standing occupations, for example, bankers, waiters, waitresses, teachers, nurses, they very commonly complain about varicose veins. Other things that can
cause... Are we likely to get more with standing desks?
I think, it's a chicken and egg thing. I think a lot of people who do a lot of standing end up noticing the symptoms more. I think standing desks may cause patients to notice these symptoms more. The catch is if you stand in a stationary position without moving much, that's when you really feel the symptoms from varicose veins. Whereas if you do a lot of walking or exercise, that helps actually promote the blood flow back towards the heart by squeezing the calf muscles.
So go ahead. But I interrupted you. So standing is one of those occupations, an occupational risk. So maybe even just moving up and down while you're moving fore and back, while you're in that standing occupation rather than standing in one place might help.
Right. Other known risk factors for developing varicose veins are female gender. There's obviously a hormonal component that's related to it, but I do see a lot of men in my practice as well. But there's a 2-to-1 female to male predominance. As we get older, advancing age also increases the prevalence of varicose veins. Having multiple kids or pregnancy is another risk factor, and there's two reasons for that. One, having a baby is like having a bowling ball press on the main vein that drains from the legs. So there's a mechanical factor, but also the hormones of pregnancy, estrogen and progesterone, also cause the veins to enlarge, which is commonly why a lot of women notice these symptoms more during their menstrual cycles. Lastly, having a previous blood clot in the legs, a DVT, can cause valve dysfunction and lead to varicose veins as well.
So of those, obviously standing in one place is something that we can all do something about. But most of the others, I suppose, a DVT, we could all take baby aspirin after age 40 or something. But are there other things, in other words, are there other choices you can do? What about these compression stockings that someone wrote to us about?
Compression stockings can be helpful, especially in alleviating a lot of the symptoms of varicose veins. And the medical term for varicose veins is venous insufficiency, which means that the valves aren't closing well in the veins. However, the stockings don't really treat the underlying problem. As soon as you remove the stockings, the veins fill up again, and people start to have the same symptoms. The other issue with compression stockings is that many patients don't like wearing it in the summertime when the weather's hot. So the stockings can be helpful, but they're not a solution for a lot of people. As far as what you can do to prevent...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what
with
can
regard
we
to your question
to
about
what
can be done
to
prevent
it?
Varicose veins, there's not a lot that can be done as far as diet or medication to prevent varicose veins or venous insufficiency. A lot of these risk factors, such as advancing age, we're all subject to, and standing occupations. Most of us have to work, so we can't really avoid being up and about. Compression stockings can be helpful in treating the symptoms, but they don't treat the underlying cause.
Now, what are the symptoms? What do people feel when they have these, other than when they look at their legs? Obviously, you've got a bulge occasionally in a vein, or maybe that's the most common reason people come to you. And since we're living longer and standing more, it may be that we're going to, and doing less exercise, it may be that you're in a very good occupation, Dr. Shao. But tell us, how do we treat them, and what are the treatments like?
So first off, so as far as the physical symptoms of varicose veins, it is a common misconception that varicose veins are purely a cosmetic problem. And in fact, for most people, they are actually affected by physical symptoms such as pain, aching, throbbing, leg heaviness, or leg tiredness. And these are chronic symptoms that develop over many months. Typically, they'll get worse when you stand for a long time, and the leg will feel better when you elevate the legs. And that's a key test to see if the symptoms are related to varicose veins or venous insufficiency. The more serious symptoms can also develop, such as bleeding from varicose veins. This frequently happens in the shower when, you scratch a vein that's close to the skin surface. Other things that can happen include phlebitis, which is where the veins become inflamed, painful, and tender. Typically, it's not dangerous, but it's definitely a nuisance when it does occur. And lastly, I see a small number of patients in a wound care center where they have advanced skin damage from venous insufficiency or varicose veins. This occurs when the blood backs up into the skin. That causes chronic inflammation and causes the skin to break down. And unless the veins are treated, many times these wounds will take a long time to heal and frequently can recur. As far as the treatments for...
Right. Let's get into treatment. So So tiredness of the legs, feeling like your legs are heavy, is a common symptom in addition to looking and wanting something different in the look of their legs. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, for most people, vein issues are both a combination of physical complaints as well as cosmetic appearance. But it's important to know that insurance will cover the treatments if you do have physical complaints such as pain, leg heaviness, aching, throbbing, and leg fatigue. But treating the veins can help both improve both the physical symptoms as well as the cosmetic appearance.
And go ahead, tell us about the treatments and the new treatment you have that seems to be relatively revolutionary.
So first off, it's important to see a vein specialist where they would start with an ultrasound of the veins to really delineate the anatomy and where the valves are not functioning properly in order to plan proper treatment. Most vein procedures are done as an outpatient. Typically, the procedures take about 20 minutes. Traditionally, the veins have been treated with radiofrequency ablation or laser ablation, where a small catheter is inserted into the vein, and the vein is burned, and that shuts the vein down, preventing blood from backing up in that vein. And the analogy I give to patients is that very, very frequently they'll ask, what happens to the vein? And, the vein, once it's closed, will basically become absorbed by your body and shrivel up. Another question people ask is, how does the blood then return to your heart if you've gotten rid of that vein? And it's kind of like the highway system. If one road is blocked, the traffic kind of gets diverted around to the other connecting highways and side streets. So the idea is to divert the blood towards the veins where the valves are working properly so that it improves blood flow back towards the heart. And in most patients, this results in the legs feeling lighter, less heavy, less tired. Now, we have a newer treatment that's recently been FDA approved over the past 3 to 4 years, that's much newer than laser ablation or radio frequency ablation. And it's ideal in some patients to have this, and it's called Varithena. It's a foam that's basically injected into the veins that basically closes the vein without any heat or burning of the vein. This is really ideal because one of the risks of doing laser ablation or radiofrequency ablation is that the heat can injure surrounding tissue, such as the skin or nerves in the area, which can cause permanent numbness in the ankle level or nerve pain. By using a treatment that doesn't use any heat, you completely avoid those risks.
Now, let's go in. And so if... And this is an interesting question we received from someone. He said, if I have my veins removed, one of the problems I might have is that if I need that vein for cardiac surgery, I won't have it. Is that right?
That is true. And it's important to go to a vein specialist that is thoughtful about treating the veins. As a vascular surgeon, we do use the great saphenous vein to do bypasses in the legs, and the great saphenous vein is also used to do bypasses in the heart. So if you do have significant heart disease or peripheral arterial disease, then you may not want to have those veins removed because they may be necessary in the future as a bypass conduit. So that's where judgment comes in.
And now expand for us a little bit. This new treatment is putting a foam in. So the foam causes the same event as burning or lasering, but is just a little injection into the vein. And then the vein decides to collapse and, if you will, go away or die. And in fact, what happens is then... the blood bypasses that vein and goes to inner veins or other veins that do have their valves intact to get back to your heart. Is that how the Varithena works?
That's exactly right. Varithena is a medication, and it comes in a canister that creates a foam. It almost looks like shaving cream. It's the same medication that people have used for traditional sclerotherapy, if your audience has heard of that in the past. The improvement is that it comes in a proprietary device that makes a foam that lasts much longer, and this foam can treat much larger veins. Traditional sclerotherapy was only really limited to very small varicose veins and wouldn't be effective in shutting down larger varicose veins. And the advantage of Varithena foam is that you can treat veins that aren't straight. In order to treat using laser or radiofrequency ablation, you have to insert a straight catheter, which is rigid, into the vein. So if the vein is very twisty or tortuous, using laser or radiofrequency ablation is not possible. So in those patients, using Varithena is actually ideal.
What's the success with Varithena? I mean, in other words, if you had 100 people come and they had veins that you said were appropriate for this, is the success rate nearly 100%, or is it 50%, or what's the success rate?
I mean, the closure rate in my series of about 200 patients is over 98%, meaning we do the procedure. We follow up with an ultrasound in 2 or 3 days, and the ultrasound confirms that the vein is closed.
So the vein gets closed, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and I can say more important than just an ultrasound confirming that the vein is closed is the vast majority of patients report an improvement in both their physical symptoms as well as the cosmetic appearance of the treated areas. And this is borne out by large randomized clinical trials, Vanish 1 and Vanish 2, which randomized over 200 patients each to treating with Varithena and placebo. And they found a highly statistically significant improvement in patients as far as both their physical symptoms and the cosmetic appearance.
And to find out more about this, again, it's treatmyveins.com?
Treatyourveins.com.
Treatyourveins.com. And we've been talking with Michael Hsiao, who is a vascular surgeon trained at my old institution, the University of Chicago in vascular surgery. Also from the past, from Mount Sinai Medical School is where he went to medical school. He practices at Swedish Covenant on the north side of Chicago, S-H-A-O. And it is treatyourveins.com is where you'll learn a lot about all of the procedures and can discuss them meaningfully with your physician. The new therapy is Varithena, V-A-R-I-T-H-E-N-A. Michael, anything else we should add for our listeners about varicose veins?
I would just add that it's a common misconception that it's purely a cosmetic problem. And I think the procedures are relatively easy and straightforward, and you can easily improve how your legs feel if you really have this condition.
Thank you very much. And thank you for downloading us and listening to us. This is You, the Owner's Manual podcast 889B, the guest segment. Every week we have on Tuesday a new guest and a new medical news of the week, where we help you understand the latest medical news and what it means to you so that you can live at the top of your curve for the very longest time. Thanks to our guest, Michael Hsiao. Thanks to our engineer, Ben. And thanks to you especially for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. 51,000 downloads a week is where we're at. We hope that you'll increase that by telling your friends so that they can also live at the top of their curve and enjoy life talking with you. Remember, conversation with your friends is really key to getting you to live longer. Thanks again. This is Dr. Mike.